Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It is the Monday after the first Packers game, and I think everyone right now is licking their wounds.
But I do love that you're leading with "The Bears Still Suck" as the intro song. I mean, we're already on to week two.
Why are we not good at the season opener?
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s, like go back to college, learn to skateboard. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. At aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a free 3-minute chat with a friendly digital retirement coach, Avo, and receive personalized tips to help boost your savings. Start chatting with Avo today at aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Look out, world, we're getting strong. The future's here and we belong.
She can sail, she can do more.
Like build a rocket and watch it soar.
We'll clean the oceans and make the world a better place. Oh,
she can sail, so can you.
Find a cure,
invent something new.
There's no challenge in the world that she can't face.
She can sail.
Learn more at She Can STEM. A message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Max Inc. Radio is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy. Native Roots Radio is an independent
product. Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's so much. And this is Wendy from Sunspots. And you're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Radio for the people.
I'll spend the night in the killer's bed. Gonna spend some time in her head. Well, I'm here to talk to the dead, and I'll spend the night. I'll spend the night in a murder scene, hoping some rubs off on me. Well, I don't get queasy, and I'll spend the night. Is it the fear I want to face? Is it the memory of the chase? Is it the blood I want to taste? I just don't know. Is it a lust for the profane? Or a dream of the insane? Just can't explain, and we'll spend the night. The night on the battlefield where the wounds never healed. We'll see what the wounds reveal when I spend the night. I'll spend the night with the gallows pole in my hand, Charon's oboe. I'll sleep in a 6-foot hole, and I'll spend the night. Is it the fear I want to face? Is it the memory of the chase? Is it the blood I want to taste? I just don't know. Is it a lust for the profane, or a dream of the insane? Well, we just can't explain, and we'll spend the night. Oh, we just can't explain, and we'll spend the night. No, we just can't explain, so we'll spend the night.
Max, Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That's brand new Sunspot there and Spend the Night. Did a double dip to get the show going. American Monsters. That came out about a year ago. Pretty cool. No shows on the books for Sunspot other than See You on the Other Side podcast. But today is Mike Huberty's birthday rocker.
Yay. Happy birthday, Mike.
Dude, Huberty is, he's a machine. He's, I equate like, you know, Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. He's a machine. Mike Huberty is also a machine. He's been with Maximum Inc. for since the beginning of the paper, right?
Pretty close to the beginning. He was out. He was, I believe, going to school in La Crosse, and he was the news producer up there, the TV news producer. And that's when he called me up, and he's like, wanted to interview people and write for Maximum Inc. So it was pretty insane. He's been around for, it's been more than 20 years, Jimmy.
Yeah, I think
he's interviewed hundreds of artists for Maximum Inc. And yeah, he's a dynamo. What can you say? And he's probably played more bombasticas than any one person.
Probably. He's the hardest working guy in Madison, maybe. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay. That's Rocker. Terry Barr is off tonight. We wish her the best. Glad you're along with us for original local music until midnight tonight. As always, Rocker, we have a great show for the people. Tell them who's on tonight.
Jimmy, David Lanuti is here in the studio. He's going to be talking about Mad City Bridal Expo. That happens tomorrow, November 20th, here in Madison at the Doubletree. Jimmy Vagley of the Jimmies, he's going to be interviewed by Terry Barr. They did an interview early this week because the Jimmies are out on the road. CX... of Atari Teenage Riot. He is going to be here to tell us about the Scorpio Fest that's going on at the Red Rooster in Madison on Sunday, November 20th. The Devil's Lair, Jimmy, tonight, Lawnmower. It is a bluegrass super group. Mm. And we're going to be talking about to the guys in the studio here tonight.
There's going to be a stand-up bass in the studio tonight.
A stand-up double bass.
Can't wait for that.
Max Inc. Heavy with me, Rocker, 10 p.m. to midnight. And tonight we have a guest, Go Play God, Big John and Vaughn. They're going to be here 10:30, and of course, Essential Last Crack at 11 p.m., Jimmy.
This past week, the Madison Area Music Association, otherwise known as the Mamas, had their big show on their Facebook page, In the Lab. It was an excellent night of local music, local bands performing from all different studios around the Madison area. And of course, the Mama Awards were given out. And Rocker, a connection to Lawnmower, Tony Castaneda won the Latin Jazz Band of the Year.
Latin Jazz Band of the Year is a
Latin
is
performer
an category?
Latin Performer of the Year. Also Ray Cruz with the song of the year, Dora. I kind of like the Latin Jazz Rocker. Remember the Cardinal used to have Latin Jazz?
Well, it's fun, Jimmy. It's hot. It's spicy.
It's a perfect date night entertainment. You know what I mean? Oh, let's play some right now.
Hey, Luca Pettinat plays with these guys.
Nice.
We're going to hear him tonight in the Devil's Lair.
It comes full circle on Max Inc. Radio. Thank you.
Ray Cruz. Ajá. Golden Sima Music. Rompiendo. Golden Kingdom. Oye, mami. Dale, mami, chuleta bien dura. Dale, mami, chuleta bien dura. No lo mueves, es una locura. Me sube rápido la temperatura. Hey, dale, mami, chuleta bien dura. Dale, mami, chuleta bien dura. Sin duda eres tú mi favorita. Cuando meneas esa cinturita, veo que eres una bellaquita. No paras de bailar, no tienes freno. Dale, morena, ven y rompe hielo. Agáchate, menealo hasta el suelo. Yo sé que a ti te gusta el sandungueo. ¿Cómo dice? Dale, morena, rompe cadera. Dale hasta abajo que te ves bien buena. Dale, morena, rompe cadera. Dale con todo y no tengas pena. Dale, mami, chuleta bien dura. Mami chula está bien dura. Cuando lo mueves es una locura. Me sube rápido la temperatura. En el disco pide. Látigo me pide. Rápido me pide. Ella es una criminal cuando baila sola. Con sus amigas ella es una abusadora. El vacilón lo prendió con su motora. Está bien dura, bien rica y anda la moda. De eso que le gusta a la gente. ¿Cómo dice? Dale, morena, rompe cadera. Dale hasta abajo que te ves bien buena. Dale, morena, rompe cadera. Dale con todo y no tengas pena. Dale, mami, chuleta bien dura. Dale, mami, chuleta bien dura.
Maxinc Radio, we are local music. That's some Latin music for you on a Saturday night. Latin song of the year, actually. Ray Cruz there and Dora. Before that, Tony Castaneda, Latin jazz band with their song Mambo Cardinal. And Tony actually has a show coming up at the Baroque on Saturday, November 26th. Jimmy K and Rocker hanging out with you, playing some local music from all around Wisconsin. Maxinc Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, three locations in Madison, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can also shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Mad City Bridal Expo. Mad City Bridal Expo is happening Sunday, November 20th. You can go to the website for some free tickets. MadCityBridalExpo.com. The ring is just the beginning. And David from Mad City Bridal Expo is in the studio. We'll have a chat with him in just a couple of minutes. This gentleman won a mama over the weekend. This is also some new music from Robert J. This is Storm Watcher on Maxinc Radio. We are local music.
Storm on the horizon, thunder, lightning, coming our way.
found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music. If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jimmy K. here with Rocker. Be sure to check out the podcast. We got some interviews ripped out. We got previous shows. It's all at civicmedia.us. Just click on the Max Inc. Radio show icon. And be sure to get the Civic Media app on your smart device. You can also ask Alexa to play Civic Media. It's a wonderful thing. Get the Civic Media app at your favorite app store, Rocker.
Jimmy, our next guest is in town for Sunday's Mad City Bridal Expo happening November 20th at the Doubletree by Hilton on East Washington Avenue in Madison. David Lanuti is the organizer of Mad City Bridal Expo and Max Inc.'s resident marital expert. David Lanuti, welcome to Max Inc. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. I totally appreciate it. And I like the story that you told me about the whole radio station, Devil's Radio, and the break before we got on the air.
We're very fortunate to be on statewide, or almost statewide. It's coming, though.
More coming every week. Hey, David, you have been doing Mad City Bridal Expos for some time. For our listeners who are about to knowingly or unknowingly get married, tell us about tomorrow's Mad City Bridal Expo.
Well, Mad City Bridal Expo, we've been in business now doing this for about 15 years. We do three shows a year here in Madison. We do Monona Terrace in March, and then we do the, used to be called the Crown. It's now the Doubletree. Some people may still remember it as the Crown. But we do two shows a year at the Doubletree in July and November. And there's going to be about 40 vendors, and I think we've pre-sold about 450 tickets. So it's going to be a really, really good show. All I can tell everybody is to get out there as early as possible. We open the doors for brides and all their family and friends right around 11:30. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I can tell everybody is, since COVID has broke, so to speak, I know it's still around, but since it's, you know, we're not locked down anymore, prices have gone up a little bit. So I don't want them to have sticker shock, because prices have gone up because vendors are trying to make up for a lost year, year and a half. Mm. The other thing is, vendors are getting booked right away. I mean, some places are big, where they may have 8-9 DJs, and other places are more of a mom and pop shop, where it's maybe a photographer with their cousin. Be ready to book on the spot. Because if you wait, you may not get them.
So it's like buying a house almost. You have to be ready to jump.
Pretty much, yeah. You may say, well, I'll get back to them within 1 or 2 weeks. And, you know, some of the most popular dates, well, I think it's 9/23/23. I hate to say SOL, so to speak. We all know what that stands for.
I remember when Mrs. K and I were doing our wedding prep years ago, we didn't really know what was in trend, what was happening at the time, what we should do. So what are some of the latest trends in weddings?
Outdoor has gotten really big. And part of it's probably because of COVID.
Yeah, right, yeah.
We have I'm going to give a shout out to one of my vendors, DNS Party Tents. They're at every one of our shows, and they can supply your tents and everything for your outdoor venues. But outdoor venues have become really popular. I think a lot of it is because of COVID. Even though, you know, it's broke, but it hasn't broke, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. But outdoor is kind of like probably the latest trend. It's always been around, but it's gotten way bigger. Having outdoor events and everything.
What made you get into this business? I mean, weddings are stressful, man.
I actually was on the other side of the expo business for a long time, for about 20 years, 25 years. I'm actually out of Chicago, a little bit south of you guys. I'm pretty sure everybody knows where Chicago is.
Love Chicago, except for those Bears. I don't like those Bears.
Hey, I'm a Lions fan. You don't know my pain.
Oh, wow.
Every year we got a top 10 draft pick, but I digress. But no, I was actually, the shows are produced under my company, Silver Screen Events, and we were a big wedding venue company. We still do about a half a dozen to a dozen a year that are all referrals. And we did photography, video, photo booth, DJ, and uplighting. So I know all about the wedding business because I actually did it for 20, 25 years. And I was like, I took some of the... I took a lot of the good. I did shows all over the United States. So I did brought stuff in from California when I was out there, and from Florida and Chicago. And I tried to massage it into the Mad City Bridal Expos, because I was on the other end and I knew what I liked when it's on some of the shows, and I knew what I didn't like when I was a vendor.
Now, how many times have you actually been married then?
You're going to laugh. Everybody's going to laugh.
Hold on. Let me make sure we're recording here.
Drum roll, please. Believe it or not, being in the wedding industry for 25 years, and I've never been married.
Oh my. Let's have a moment of silence. So let me know, what is the best kept secret of the Mad City Bridal Expo? I mean, what is it that people should know? What would make it more efficient for people when they go there?
One of the nicest things is we're not as crazy as some of the big shows that come out in January. You know, in Milwaukee and even here in Madison, there's some big shows that come out in January and February. Our big show at the Monona Terrace comes out in March, a little plug for herself. You're not going to be overwhelmed with 18 photographers, 15 bridal dress companies, 7 different tuxedo companies, you know, so on and so on. We try to make it advantageous for everybody, especially my vendors. Most of the vendors that you will see have been with me almost the entire 15 years, because I try to limit it to three or four per category. I don't want 15 bridal stores because then it's just like, well, here's this dress, here's this dress. It becomes information overload, so to speak.
Overwhelming. Yeah.
It's overwhelming, especially on photography or whatever. I mean, there's awesome photographers, you know, in the Madison area, Milwaukee area, whatever. But when you have 15 photographers to choose from, it's almost information overload because... And then I don't want my vendors to cut their prices because, you know, this photographer is offering this deal, so I'm going to cut that deal and add something else on. And it's a downward, it's a deathward, how do you say it? A death spiral because there's too much. Mm. So we're more of a boutique. We try to limit it, the vendors, because I want everybody to be profitable. So they all come back year after year after year, and which they have.
And for the people that are getting married, it's kind of a one-stop shop. You can get everything you need right in one spot, sign up, and you can be done with it. Literally, you can wedding plan in one day. That's the cool thing about Mad City Bridal Expo.
We've got everything. I mean, we've got hair and makeup. We've got wedding venues, indoor and outdoors. We've got food. We've got tuxedos. We've got bridal stores. You name it, we've got it. You can plan the whole thing. The other cool thing we do too is, and I'm not going to give away anything, if you come to the show and you're a registered bride, you will get a $200 gift card, but you have to be present. It's a $200 free, doesn't cost you anything, gift card from one of our top vendors, Sweet and Spicy Creations.
Nice. And then those free tickets to get into the expo tomorrow, they're still available at the website, correct? MadCityBridalExpo.com.
You might be able to twist my arm. It actually expired this afternoon. It is $10 at the door for being a little late. I call it my late fee. And we're setting up the show right now. I've got a crew over there at the Doubletree setting up the show.
Nice.
We still do have tickets available, but it is $10 at the door.
Okay.
And we've had all kinds of celebrities there. We've had the funny little people who took top 10 at America's Got Talent. I've had the band, a lot of people know the band here, Madison County. They've been at our shows. They were actually some of my models at my shows. That was a lot of fun. They were a lot of fun. We've had some DJs from other stations there. Hopefully you guys are going to come out and be there. And especially Rocker, he just told me he's got some alcoholic beverages that's under his banner.
Yeah, Rocker Vodka and Rocker Rye Whiskey for the bride and groom, for sure.
I wasn't sure if I could say that. He also told me he is now, he can now perform the wedding too.
Yeah, I got you, ordained, Jimmy.
We need to do that live on the air, you know? The Mad City Bridal Expo is happening tomorrow at the Doubletree Hilton Madison East, 4402 East Washington Avenue, right here on Madison's east side. You can get tickets. They're $10 a piece. You missed your free ticket, buddy. MadCityBridalExpo.com. MadCityBridalExpo.com. Dave, it's always a pleasure. I'm glad you came in tonight. We've talked to you on the phone a couple times, and it's wonderful to meet you in person.
We got a great partnership going, and I want to continue all the way through 2023.
Excellent.
Hey, are you planning on coming back to Milwaukee now?
Next year, we will be in Milwaukee in 2023. The only reason we weren't there this year, we were there the last couple of years. Every date we picked, all the venues were booked that we were looking at, but we are coming back in 2023 in Milwaukee.
All right, we'll keep listening for that. What's the website again, Jimmy?
MadCityBridalExpo.com, and the expo is tomorrow at the Doubletree right here in Madison. What time does it start?
11:30 to 3:00.
11:30 to 3:00.
And there's over 40 vendors, and we've got one that does ATV. It's a little crazy, so there's something for everybody.
Appreciate you, Dave. Thank you so much for the support. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Let's do some brand new music here from Kelsey Miles. Oh, I love this song. I Go Back on Max Inc. Radio.
I remember it all too well, like a picture burned in my eyes, and your memory drives me crazy, baby, but it never, oh, it never satisfies. Well, I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Oh,
Well, it was only one moment. Time cannot seem to fade. Just forget you, baby. But then I never, no, I never be the same. Well, I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Lord, if I could just forget.
Go back. That's brand new Kelsey Miles.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You can see Kelsey Wednesday night, November 23rd at the Harbor Bar and Grill. That's in Lake Geneva, I believe. Yeah. Ryan McGrath coming up in just a couple of minutes. Right now, let's do some Wheelhouse. Something to be said on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Well, I was thinking thoughts and I was dreaming dreams, sitting underneath that willow tree. Well, the mind spread out like a deep blue sea, and I thought about a story of an amputee who could feel it let go, it let go, and kept scratching and hitching him all night long. I knew he was playing, but it was based upon, cause it had me warm and she done me wrong. I'm not saying it's exactly the same, just making a point, nobody to blame. Be you together or be you apart, sometimes a man can't control his heart. Life don't work out the way you always expect, no label on the bottom, use as direct. You can't hold it back, you can't keep it inside, you can't stop now if you try. There's something to be said. From falling for someone like you. There's different journeys and different roads. A million ways to get yourself back home. Different ways to do the same old song. You got a million ways to do the right thing wrong. You can leave it all up to fate or not. It don't change the script, it don't alter the plot. Well, we're all just stars upon a whole little stage. Just a song worth singing in a rusty cave. Well, there's something to be said about it. And there's something to be said.
myself from falling for someone like you.
You jump in front.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music on the Civic Media Radio Network. I don't play a lot of covers on this show, but, you know, Jimi Hendrix, The Big Payback. Why not play some Crosstown Traffic? Hey, thanks again to Dave from Mad City Brito Expo for popping in. Be sure to check out the Mad City Brito Expo tomorrow at the Doubletree out by Easttown. It starts at, I think, 11 o'clock. And tickets are just $10 at madcitybritoexpo.com. Coming up next hour, Terry Barr checks in with an interview with Jimmy Vaguely from the Jimmies. Right now, brand new music from Ryan McGrath.
The damn heart attack. Baby, it's so automatic. One of them a woman, but it don't feel right. One of them a leave, but I couldn't believe it. With your phone number on my side. Waiting for a break, did she pull me in close? Grab my arm and I was gonna explode. Is it ever you wanna take me home? One thing left to do, play something like a nice yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Say it. Shaking her head.
Local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
My husband said to give our house more curb appeal, so I started painting. Then I went on Google and looked up the meaning of curb appeal. It said to make it more nicer. So I called Replacement Window Center and they put in new replacement windows.
Get free installation and 0% financing for 18 months. Free installation and 0% financing. Hurry, call now.
Replacement Window Center. Our name says it all.
Who doesn't love laser tag? iCombat gives you that and so much more. It's a real-life video game experience. iCombat's perfect for birthday parties, special events, corporate team building, or just blasting away at your friends. iCombat at 1023 Spring City Drive off Sunset. For more info, go to iCombatWaukesha.com. iCombat is a proud sponsor of the Black Shirt Football radio broadcast. Gear up, squad up, prepare for iCombat laser tag.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.